Walking into Cecilia Glembaki's living room in McLean's like walking into a Smithsonian museum dedicated to eggs.
Egg is the most perfect food. The only other most perfect food is mother's milk.
She does her job well as head of the Virginia Egg Council, a subsidiary of the American Egg Board, of course famous for
the incredible edible egg.
Incredible edible egg!
Ooh, you gotta love it, the incredible.
A certain marketing jingle. The job she signed up for was to essentially be a public relations agent for eggs.
I have two a day in the morning. Every morning I have them poached. And my husband does as well.
But that job turned into so much more.
You find this fascinating?
This is unbelievable. This is a front seat to history right here.
Oh, it is. It is, isn't it?
And she's thankful it did for
this
some time
was
now.
This the first Easter egg hunt that I ever did in 1981.
She's helped organize the White House Easter egg roll.
And I'm there. You can tell.
And in that living room are artifacts from each year. Eggs, hats, posters, aprons.
And now we have pockets in the aprons because we had to put the eggs in there for the egg hunt.
And the history behind each one.
And I have to tell you a story about this one.
That she's more than eager to tell.
Oh, there's the antique car. Now, that was during Reagan's years. This was 2000. And Sox the cat, the first year where they put the paw prints on the wooden eggs, but I thought that was fascinating. They would have some artists that I wouldn't know, like I didn't know NSYNC, didn't know the Jonah Boys, I didn't know, what's his name, Justin Bieber.
Well, Glembaki only makes suggestions to each respective first lady.
Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't, but that's okay.
Each hunt is a reflection of what's important to the first lady, like Barbara Bush emphasizing children's safety, Hillary Clinton's focus on disabled children.
Kids came in their wheelchairs, and Mr. Clinton went at every child and shook his hand. It was just unbelievable. I'll never forget that.
And of course, Michelle Obama's physical fitness initiatives.
Their theme was to have one bunny, whether it was running, hopping, jumping, hula hoops.
One common thread since 1981's been Glembaki putting her own personal touch on each role.
As you can see, I get older every year. This is the first year I had springtime traditions.
Springtime traditions may be the one suggestion of which she's most proud.
I invited embassies to come with their children, and the children had to be dressed in a costume. They shared their customs, and they shared their toys.
And that's why she keeps coming back year after year, the tradition of the event.
I just have a passion. I love it.
And the tradition it's meant to families over generations.
Family time is crucial because this is a rhythm of life. You have church or Easter brunch, or you go to breakfast, or you go to grandma's house. These traditions are a stabilizing factor in people's lives.
She's happy to keep helping.
Well, as long as they ask me and I'm able to.
There's enough history in her living room already to fascinate almost anyone.
And you're there, and you don't realize until all these years have passed that you've taken part in all these first ladies and the presidents and sitting on the steps of history and looking in.
In McLean, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.